For 72 terrible hours last week, violence swept across America, from Baton Rouge to Falcon Heights to Dallas, a series of shootings, and with it, images and video. The shootings and those images are rekindling conversations around the country and in Boston about caution and fairness, and particularly within African-American families. WBUR's Ininjor Nwemeka spoke with one father about how he's handling his children's questions. A note that their conversation took place following the police shootings of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota, but before the ambush of police officers in Dallas.
43-year-old Stephen Pascal lives with his wife and two children in Milton. He has a teenage daughter and an 8-year-old son. Pascal says he found himself forced to confront a difficult topic last week when his daughter showed him a video of the shooting death of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Well, she showed me the video. There wasn't much conversation. She's like, "Dad, you know, this is so depressing. I can't believe this is happening." And what do you say to that? You know, it is depressing. It is unfortunate that it's happening.
What to tell the 14-year-old girl about what black Americans have to expect is a tough balancing act, Pascal says, but her life could depend on it.
You try to teach them about how the world should be compared to how the world actually is, you know? So I can't fill her head with ideas that, you know what, we're all equal, everyone should treat each other the same. Ideally, yes. But the reality is, no.
And Pascal found himself having what's known in many black families as the talk. He had to pass on advice similar to what he heard decades ago.
We're taught you don't make any sudden moves. Keep your hands in plain sight. Say yes, sir, no, sir. And basically just don't do anything that could give them any reason to shoot you.
But for Stephen Pascal and his family, the talk can't be just a one-time event. He found himself in a text conversation with his daughter. After the recent shootings, Pascal says his daughter is trying to make sense of it all.
And I said, "Is everything okay?" And she said, "No." She said, "It's scary that to know that you could be out, meaning me, out in the world just going to work and someone could take your life just because they have power over you." She said, "It's very scary and it's frustrating." So this is the mind of a 14-year-old young girl. Worried about her father. So I try to reassure her the best I can.
And that's the challenge. Stephen Pascal wants to make sure his children don't live in fear, but make sure they never end up in a terrible situation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Nwemeka.